could just give us sort of a summary of your reflections and the thoughts or pictures, whatever it was that the Lord led you into in that presence-based discernment process.
Expressing that love for the Lord. There's a theme running through everything that happened, worship, children's ministry, adult ministry, of spending more time with Jesus. Mm. There's a tension that also Sunday was a very busy day for some, and so that dynamic here is the Lord speaking about giving a priority to time in his presence versus the busyness of life. Not everyone in our group was actually in the service Sunday, but the way the Lord was speaking to our group, where those people were, fits in with the message that we're getting here tonight. One person was in another location at a cabin where giving priority to God did not happen, and it was a loss, and that was recognized. Another person was at work, and where a person passed away, and she was changing the room, she could sense the kind of person that individual had been. Mm. And so we're taking from that, the Lord is speaking about the priority of giving time and to relationship with him, that makes a lasting impression. It leaves it's like an aroma wherever we go, and it has not only impact for us but impact on others. Mm-hmm. So that's what we took from all of that. Lord is clearly at work leading the group in that direction, and there was a number who expressed conviction that the Lord is speaking to them about their personal priorities. So there's a bit of a warning tone also that we heard, that to consider our ways seemed to fit not only with what we heard tonight from Haggai, but it registered with the tone on Sunday. But all of this in the context of the Lord loving and accepting, wanting us to be with him. He longs for that. Pulling us into a big hug and not treating us with shame or with scorn. So, and also the sense of Scott speaking on Sunday, do you have an appetite for Jesus? So, again, the whole thing of God speaking to this body about priority of fellowship with him and making choices to overcome the constraints or the roadblocks, the hindrances to that, to choose over that. So it's very affirming that the Lord wants that fellowship as well, and is inviting us to approach him as he's drawing us near to himself.
Any additions or clarifications or anything, group one? Okay, well, I was described for group two as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah, glad to do so. That was great. The first thing that our group noted after having invited, you know, and listened was that things were very different from the normal New Beginnings service on Sunday, but that while there were a lot of different parts led by different people, the Lord orchestrated a wholeness to the gathering that produced a really beautiful fruit that even led to prophetic declaration of who God was during worship, even in the fact that you flip-flopped things, doing preaching first and then the ministry of music and song afterward, and then the declaration that came from that. Our group also noted that Scott's word about I am the bread of life was Jesus inviting us to feast on him, and then is it Julie? Kathy, sorry. And then Kathy was getting, just hearing this the song and the refrain, here at your feet, we're here at your feet. Jesus' feet is a place of peace. And it was that same invitation, you know, that same longing to be at his feet. And then somebody in our group, we talked about the Mary-Martha dynamic. And, you know, that Mary has chosen that which is better. You know, this place at Jesus' feet, which is always a lesson that we from Anabaptist heritage can be, you know, quick to run away from. And so this invitation to come to Jesus' feet again was a key one. We also noted, it was Scott that noted, that Haggai was what we were doing, that God was inviting us to consider our ways. So that was also in harmony between the two. There was also a point of, there was a picture of a wave of God's love, just sweeping New Beginnings, sweeping New Beginnings away, you know, just this big, like, tidal wave of God's love just crashing on the people at New Beginnings, and an true experience of Jesus and his love, which then there was another point, a key point of discernment in a very practical thing came out of our time together, where I guess there's a young lady named Jordan who our group discerned we should actually pray for and intercede for tonight before we depart, because she needs to be swept away in God's love. She needs that just for her own personal life, that experience of Jesus as well. So obviously we're not familiar with that situation, but that seemed to be a point of discernment that we had. So two different groups, two different sets of people, all from the same church, but I mean, ludicrous amount of parallel. And that is such a beautiful picture of presence-based discernment. So as you hear these two reports from these two different teams, and as they come back together, what maybe like one or two primary things are you hearing the Lord say from this time of presence-based discernment? And let's not go practical yet. All right, so like we need to have that kind of service again. Maybe so, but let's listen for the spiritual themes that are in place that we're hearing. And then specifically, how is the Lord inviting New Beginnings to consider her ways?
So setting like priorities, not to be fearful or anything like that, because it's coming out of a sense of love from God.
Mm-hmm. So is intimacy an invitation to deepening intimacy with Jesus? Could that be a way that we can maybe voice what it is that we're hearing, this invitation from God? Now back to the original question, what happened on Sunday? In a sentence, as you think about everything that you've heard now between both groups, what happened on Sunday?
Saying, because of that love, I want to pull you closer.
Mm-hmm.
I want you closer. I want you to experience more of that.
How the Holy Spirit pulls it all together and just takes so many different facets, just like our bodies aren't all hands or we aren't all heads. They used all the parts together without us having our Monday morning worship meeting to figure out what we're going to do all for the service outline. And there's a place for that too.
For sure.
The Holy Spirit was in Burgerville Fire Hall.
Yes. Amen.
Every Sunday. If we're there, right?
That's our residual still there. I think about that.
Yeah.
We're worshiping upstairs and there's people downstairs just kind of hanging out. It's got to affect them somehow.
In that.
We typically don't plan.
That's about right.
I saw God's hand on it all meshing together even better than some sort of things.
Okay.
I think routine is very comfortable, but there's an expectancy when there is routine. Like, what's happening next?
Yeah.
Why didn't the one that has a children's story do it right now? I heard people say that. Sometimes.
That's the point. In other words, we might say we are not liturgical, but we do it the same way every Sunday, so to speak. It is a liturgy. So just there's something to be said there of what is the Lord saying to do now in this service. And we might know what the elements are going to be, but switch them around, move them up, do it differently. You will experience more love and more grace and more oneness. So I think there's a message in that.
And I just want to affirm the fact that as ministry, preaching, as the group, the church, the children's story, the praise band, everybody is praying. And therefore the Holy Spirit's bringing it together.
Well, let's thank the Lord for his presence and for his word. And now we're very intentional about setting the Lord at the center and listening. But when there is a clear heart of unity around a word like there is here, in this context of a church that's been invited to deeper intimacy with Christ and to receive from him more deeply, and to not get distracted or pulled off from the side. I mean, there's nobody here that is like, no, I got to think about that. So let's receive that then. You know, you are duly appointed sons and daughters of the Most High God who have been spoken to by the Lord tonight.
Sunday from doing something different and the good that came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the good that's going to come out of what we're going to do in the future.
Mm. Yeah, amen. Thank you, Chuck. Thanks for listening. Yeah, so let's receive that. Will somebody serve us by just on behalf of New Beginnings, receiving this word from the Lord and what it is that he's spoken to us together tonight as a body, and our desire to align ourselves with that. And then, Scott, if you could then also pray for Jordan, like the Lord had led us to do. And Chuck, if you would then pray. Yeah?
Chuck, you're good. We have to do something different tonight.
Chuck, just in line with what the Lord just gave you, I think was clearly the Lord, but he gave it to you for a reason.
Yes.
And I think that you have a powerful engagement with him right now in this moment that will allow you to pray that, to agree with God essentially about the new and different ways that he wants to move here at New Beginnings, to just speak that and to say, Lord, we want that. Yeah? You're the man.
I also would like to just share that I'll be going, Joanne and I are planning to go to Maine on Sunday to do a licensing service at the Lewiston Church of Brethren.
No kidding.
And then while I'm coming, they said, won't you bring the message?
Wow.
So,
all right.
I'm supposed to give something to the person that's being called to the ministry.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Extension going there.
Yeah, yeah. The blessing of New Beginnings going with our brother to Maine, and then extending this same invitation and intimacy to our brothers and sisters there. Yeah, beautiful. All right, so who would serve us by leading in prayer? Mike, I think that'd be great. Yeah, for Glenn then. All right. Now, did somebody volunteer for the actual like receiving of this word and the intention of New Beginnings to walk in it? Yeah, I think that'd be appropriate. Yeah, as elder, and that'd be great. Thanks, Mike. We'll go Mike and with Scott and then Chuck and then Keith will close us up.
Father, we just thank you for tonight. Thank you for speaking to us. Your presence. Thank you for the word we receive, which you've spoken through your people here tonight.
Thank you, God.
We receive it.
Thank you.
And change things that need to be changed in considerable ways. Help us not to just leave here tonight and just go about business as usual, but help us to continue to consider our ways and to draw near to you. Help us to carve out time and make time. It'll be no better place than when we're here. So we just receive that, and thank you for that word, Lord. Thank you for your love that goes with that. Affirmation to us, not a word of condemnation, shame,
Father, we thank you for Glenn, for his call, mm-hmm. and for how he's willing to minister on your behalf up there in Maine this weekend. We pray traveling mercies on him and Joanne. And we pray that you would give him the words that he needs to say to that congregation, that individual is getting license to the ministry. Mm-hmm. We just pray that that would be a blessed trip and a blessed time in your presence. Somehow, Lord, that what was given tonight for Glenn and all of us would go along with Glenn, and that blessing mm-hmm. would go with him and be imparted up there as well, Lord God. That would be a God-honoring and Jesus-honoring thing up in Maine as well. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in and through Glenn and in the people of up there in, what's the name of the town?
Lewiston.
Lord, thank you for that church. Mm-hmm. Pray your blessings upon them and upon this individual in particular. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Chuck, could you submit that declaration? We're willing to change the way we do things.
Thank you, God.
It's just a delight, Father, that you would speak to us through your Spirit, through the Word, especially as it says in Hebrews that in these last days you've chosen to speak to us through your Son, who is an exact representation of your nature and character. So we are just so grateful for the peace and the rest that has come into our hearts, the refreshment that all of the distraction of busyness and of labor today has come to us through this moment in eternity together. Thank you so much. And we're just so grateful that you've made it possible for us to come to your throne through your Son.
Thank
at
you.
Your right hand.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. I know that we are right up on our time, but one of the things that we really value and that can really help walking through an experience and a process like presence-based discernment can be reflection on the actual process itself as a process, not adding anything new or speaking anything new, but just what are some of your reflections about that process as a process and your experience of it?
Things and you're missing most of it, you know, tune into what I'm doing here through this children's story or through a
word that's said during worship. I mean, there's some things, you know, you tune in when someone's preaching, but I mean, it's like just the little things that he's speaking all the time, and we're not listening.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts about the process itself? Yes.
I believe the Lord's giving me this question. What is the difference between someone coming here tonight and telling us you need to give greater priority to fellowship and devotion to me, to the Lord? Let me just tell you that, as compared to how we came to that understanding together, hearing it from the Lord in this way. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's right.
It's on the surface.
Yeah. I just experienced, I was praying it there, but it came to me. I feel much more refreshed now than 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shared peace here that I feel we are drinking in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I also know.
That's when you said that.
Yeah.
There is something about this group. I don't know if I could ever, other than we're all believers and followers of Christ. And I think what you just said just nails it on the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's true of the fact that we're all part of the family of God. Like, you can go to a country where you don't speak the language and you can feel this same feeling. Like, you can sit in that kind of a thing where it's just the Spirit of the Lord is there drawing people together. Yeah, it's beautiful when it can feel weird at the beginning because it's so intentional. You know, it can almost feel like it's not Spirit-led because it's so intentional. but in actuality, it's stripping away everything but Christ with our intentional agreement with his actual posture and place. Where two or three are gathered, there he is in their midst. That's not an invitation statement. That's a statement of reality. Now, whether or not we acknowledge and agree with it is completely up to us. But the reality is that he is the center. But it is possible to miss it, you know. And so that level of intentionality can be a very helpful thing as we engage discernment together.
I appreciate the way everyone engaged in this tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, we really affirm the way in which you. Yeah, it was great. You have grown. I just want to encourage you. Like, your growth in prophetic ministry, even from the time that we came, began to come along.